to there. And of course, when you pick it up and start looking, you know, they don't, well, do you want to buy that? Or, you know, be careful. They just let me look at it, and then when I ask how much it is, and the person says it's, well, $20 if it's a calendar, or $20, whatever the book costs. I wanted to get it because not only was I seeing some of the pictures, but hearing the stories. People talked about the stories, you know. Such a range of poetry. I love, mm-hmm. as a poet, reading something where everybody's poem is at the same format. You know, there are haikus, there is drama, there's poetry that is healing, there's spiritual. It's such a range. And the pictures, I just thought, this is amazing that the photographers also individual vendors, that yes. they have put yeah. pictures that go so well with the, I mean, yes, photos that go so well with the person's story, where people might have written something that's about a loss or something that was sad, that there's a picture that it's just an amazing book. So you do want to come to that event on the 5th. Will you be selling? What kinds of things will you be selling? Will you be selling the magazine? And the
yeah, so for April 5th will be the magazine, which sometimes vendors have back issues. On that day will actually be April 5th is when we release the April issue of the new magazine, of the monthly magazine, sorry. So folks will get a first look and a first grab at the new April magazine issue. But some vendors also like to carry the old back issues if folks have missed out in March, February, January. And then we'll also be selling calendars, of course, because it's still early enough in the year for folks to grab one. Yeah. And for the book that you're talking about that I love so much, too, that one, we will have to wait a little bit longer until May. And I can try to find the exact date that folks should look out for.
Every time I'm playing, I'm winning. I know it's not only me. And when I'm running, these words keep coming, and all is as it should be. It's such a funny feeling, knowing, not hoping. I'm taking everything I see, and I can handle what you're dealing. Keep feeling, I'm living through you for me. So, who do you want?
Tell me.
told you also, the kind of business that you are, I'm sure you will have a table or an information area where people who are interested in becoming vendors or interested in sponsoring programs, there'll be an area for people to do that?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Sorry, did you say for April?
Or yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, where everyone is there to chat. I'm sure vendors like Mary would love to chat to other folks if they wanted to become a vendor. We have staff there, too, if folks wanted to talk about how to get involved in supporting the ongoing programs. Vendors, too, would probably love to hear about how folks can support the ongoing programs and their ongoing work every single day. We'll be Grandville in Georgia all the time. But in case folks can't make it out exactly to downtown on a Friday in the afternoon, there's also an email, info@megaphonemagazine.com, in case folks just want to reach out with general inquiries, whether folks want to become vendors, support a vendor, figure out how to make a purchase to support a vendor online, subscribe. We do home deliveries, order a calendar.
Do home deliveries?
Yeah. You do deliver it to people's homes?
We do sometimes, yeah. There are folks out in Victoria or in... quite far, and we're like, shoot, we don't have a vendor there yet, but we can send it to you, and people can credit a lot of their online sales or even subscriptions to vendors and say, I'll pay $50 for home delivery, but make sure all of it goes to this vendor. And we're like, okay, we got you.
Mary, is there anything you'd like to add about your experience with Megaphone?
Megaphone is a really good have organization. It gives strong support and enhances our lives with these various programs. And all in all, it's been a great ride.
That's what we want at the end. You mentioned intergenerational. Are there any vendors that you can have experience who have been a child or somebody else in the family that's come into business with them?
We do, actually. We have Ruth and Jennifer, a mother and a child, that they actually got trained together. And they are just a couple months into the vendor program now. And at the last vendor meeting, actually, one of them got a little bit of a recognition, which was awesome, for selling more than 20 calendars or 20 magazines in a month, which is amazing. And so every meeting, we always make sure, like, XYZ, all of y'all are doing amazing. Mary's doing amazing. Mary's always on the list. For the first time, Ruth got on the list, which was awesome. And just got some recognition, and then she was just like, oh my gosh, I love that I'm on here, but Jennifer helped me sell almost everything, and we were working together, and all the teamwork of like us tag teaming of like who's gonna go out on this day, who's gonna go out on this day, and we'll share the product. And then they really work together as like a parent child team to, you know, support themselves, support their family, and make sure that they're supporting each other as new vendors too, which is really sweet to hear. The both of them are so spirited and so eager to participate in everything, really. But they've been going at it quite well together.
I was just looking at the premiere issued a statement making around International Women's Day, and he says BC is home to countless smart, caring, and passionate women who make our province stronger. I think of the women who balance working, caring for their families, and contributing to their communities. I think of the women on front lines delivering the services we all rely on, like childcare, education, and health care. And I think of the women breaking down barriers in fields where they continue to be underrepresented, including my colleagues in government, who despite facing threats and hate just for doing their job, continue to push for positive change and lead our efforts to achieve gender equity. So it seems like you are really building things that help with gender equity and help with intergenerational transfer.
replace all?
Yes.
Did you all do any special programs for International Women's Day?
We actually, our current issue on... words.
On the cover.
Yes, on the cover. Do you want to speak to it, actually, about the current issue?
Oh, the grant issue? You mean where the chief coroner of BC retired and she was a woman and she dug in really, really strong and says, you know, ahem, the toxic drug supply. And she regrets that people have lost their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very strong.
Yeah. She's on the cover for we're in March. She's on the cover for March for this month, this month's issue, and that was an investigative piece written by a female journalist, and almost every piece in the rest of the magazine as well is supporting stories written by other, a lot of female writers too, that are in Megaphone, and peer writers, focusing even on like families supporting children with substance use and just accessing a safe drug supply. So I think March's issue is pretty cool for those that want to check it out. It's a whole complete package, I would say. I don't know if you had anything more that you wanted to add about the magazine.
Often they publicize cultural leaders. The month before, I think, February, was an on-site writing group,
mm-hmm.
and that was coordinated by women. So there you've got a little feather in the cap.
Yes. We've heard about the vendors, but let's say today someone hears the program, hears talking about this wonderful organization and the publications. Are there any places, like locations, that people can come to where there are people that are set up and have the magazines available to buy?
Yes. I'm racking my brain. I feel like I should have come with a list. But yeah, a lot of vendors have like specific spots. Mary, do you have a specific spot that you normally sell at?
Yes. I work with Stefan, and he has been, Stefan Scott, and he has been selling the Megaphone for 12 years. So that is definitely his corner. People will come by when he's not there and said, "Where's Stefan?"
Yes.
Coming.
His card. That was how I was trying to contact someone about coming on there. But I had his card. But the part with the number had come off. He said, "I have to get some more cards." But, that's where I make my purchases, because he or someone else is very friendly. What I like is a lot of newsstands and places, the people aren't friendly who sell in the publications. You know, they look at you like they don't want you to touch them. In fact, they put in the magazine places something that you can't lift it out. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the magazine is there. No one says take one, but it's there. And so I just love the friendly encounter when people come right in the door at 312 Main.
Yeah,
Stephen
sure.
is there, or there are a couple of other people that I've met there that have the publication, or they just have genuine good conversation. So I think that is a business model, having people that aren't either waving what they have in the air for you to get it, but just take the patience. You know, she might buy it, she might not buy it, but you know, in I think that's good. And maybe as there are other places, as people wanted to talk, when someone approaches you, because one of the people that was on our show before said, addressing a person from the audience, if someone comes up to you and they offer a publication, don't hush or push us off like, "Oh, we're street people," or, you know, "We're not respectable." Take a minute to hear you know, what we have to say. What are some of the things that you can look for when a person for a person to recognize this is a licensed vendor, trained vendor?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just a megaphone vendor, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Mary's wearing one right now. I wish you could see.
There. This is for the, it's for the megaphone. Okay.
Yeah, but we have a lot of vendor gear. So if anything, folks can find megaphone vendors wearing a badge. And so it's a little laminated badge with their picture, their vendor number, a megaphone logo, and also the license number. But that's not important. Mm-hmm. But we have that at the very least, and it will be on a red lanyard. But we also have Mary wearing a megaphone toque. It's red, bright red, with the megaphone logo on it.
And the words, megaphone.
Yeah. People also have a vest that sometimes folks wear. There are shirts. There's an umbrella. There's like a tote bag. There's a rain poncho. And so I think the under all of it, almost everything is red. So I would say just look for the red, or look for a red pin, or look for a red lanyard. But yeah, definitely as soon as you find your... Where is your spot again?
Thurlow and Davy.
There we go. Thurlow and Davy, you can find Mary. There are a couple other vendors scattered around, but I would really highly encourage just keep... If you can't find one in your neighborhood... Normally there is one. But if you can't find one in your neighborhood, folks can always just give us a call. And we can see who's closest near you. Because we really encourage folks to really find the vendor that, you know, you'll be passing by every single day, and you can always have conversations, and they're always so wonderful to chat with. You know, and so I really find that megaphone vendors tend to become pillars of their communities. So if you don't know who that is yet, you can give us a call.
Yes. Say the phone number again.
Sure, yeah. It is, oh my goodness, 604-255-9701. Let me make sure that I got that right. I did. It's 604-255-9701.
And I must say, it gets answered promptly, and you get connected to the person you're looking for. Why are you passionate about doing this work?
For me, it's the stories, honestly. Like, the stories and the people that are behind this that make up Megaphone. Really, the vendors are the heart of this organization. We would not exist if it weren't for the vendors that are sharing their stories, putting their hearts on the line, putting their bodies out there too, and like all weathers, like ready to share stories and share their experiences and create those connections with people, whether rain or shine. You know, it's really I'm like speechless. I'm thinking about, oh my god. But yeah, like when I first moved to Vancouver, actually, one of the first people that I met was a megaphone vendor.
Well, hey.
Yeah, and they were so sweet and so funny and coming up to me, and they're like, have you heard about Hope and Shadows? And I was like, I haven't, but tell me more. And, you know, we kept seeing each other. Like, I saw them at Vancouver Public Library downtown, and I saw them again on the bus, and I saw them again on Main Street. I was like, how are you everywhere? And it turns out that all the megaphone vendors are everywhere. So, sorry, that was a bit of a ramble, but I really think it's just like the spirit of all of the megaphone vendors. Like, that's what keeps us going at Megaphone, and really the dedication to telling the stories is, you know, oh my gosh, it's so incredible, I feel like, and all the different methods that there are and the different programs there are for the storytelling. Whether it's that storytelling through the mentorship program even, or if it's storytelling through, you know, magazine submissions or poetry submissions. Like, I'm just peeking over editor's shoulders being like, whoa.
Can you speak about the Speakers Bureau?
Yeah, the Speakers Bureau too is, oh, incredible as well, because these are folks that are like trained to tell their stories. Like, they go through, speakers go through a series of workshops, you know, with their stories that are very raw and very emotional, and that also unpack a lot of trauma and violence that can happen down here. But after going through workshops of like, how can we tell our stories in a way that is also educating people that don't hear this sometimes, you know, that don't really take the time to listen sometimes or really understand what the situation is. The Speakers Bureau then happens in with high school classrooms, with workplaces, with various groups that reach out, like just wanting to learn more, whether it's about like the stigma around drug use or addiction or homelessness or even just, yeah, poverty or what the situation is here, especially in the downtown East Side. Yeah, it's incredible to see the power that the storytellers have in, over their own stories, and then being able to share that, and the knowledge, oh, the power of their storytelling, and just educating so many young people too that are so excited to hear. Yeah, to hear and learn, and yeah, I think it's one of the coolest programs. So if anyone also wants to book one,
we want to book a speaker. It would be, yeah. As the operations manager, we've been talking with Kira Fenix, and she is full of energy. Some people with operations, they're so worn down by the operation. But I can testify in the middle of the afternoon that all kinds of construction and stuff is going on around the building. She's beaming. So definitely you can look into programs like the Speakers Bureau, where they call the same number, or go to say the website again that a person would go to if they wanted to book a speaker.
Yeah, it would be the same number again, 604-255-9701. Yeah, they're happening with further conversations with our executive director that's, you know, has a hand on everything that's going on. So yeah, if folks are interested, we're really looking also at schools, if there are teachers or professors that are interested in kind of that educational piece from trained storytellers, they can totally reach out. So 604-255-9701, and the website is megaphonemagazine.com, and the email is info@megaphonemagazine.com.
And just in case one can't spell it, can you spell megaphone?
I can indeed. MEGAPHONE.
Megaphone.
There we go.
Sounding out. Kira, can you tell us how people will get in touch with you, and when can we expect to hear your music?
Oh, I'm always pleased to sing. I love appreciative audiences, and as I said, I'm the recipient of an arts grant, so part of it is trying to go online with recorded songs. Mm-hmm. I sing at various karaoke and open mics, and there's a lot of talent running around this city.
Yes, and again, with a smile. I love the energy you all have. It is, this street has got a line going around it because there's a food donation program going on. There are high-rises being built. On the way here, my phone tuned out because it went under over a bridge where Vancouver is being built all around, and in the middle of the afternoon, you have a smile and you're relaxed. So, if nothing else, visit the Megaphone, people, and you will be revitalized. But what is the contact information to contact you?
How about an email?
Okay.
SEUSMARY@gmail.com.
Okay, so if you contact Kira, you will be able to share that great energy she has, as well as maybe here, she might share with you. If you're someone who is doubting that you have the ability to sell or promote yourself, and she can tell you how good it felt for her to sell that calendar, you'll be on fire. That's what I thought. Everybody that I've encountered, I mean, you should... I won't say you shouldn't have a fee, but should have a meter. People could see how people's energy level rises as they come in the building and pass the people from megaphone. So thank you so much for coming and being a guest today. I am happy that it ties in very much with the International Goals for Women, recognizing the accomplishments, understanding the history, supporting the intergenerational role and strengths women bring to the table, and employing women more in the marketplace for this wide variety of skills, soft skills, hard skills, skills to figure out and schedule, just to also the support for gender equity, the support for indigenous leaders and community members, service providers, advocate, all the women and gender diverse women who work together here in our province and around the world. Together we've achieved a lot. We have much more ahead of us to go. And I will be back again next week at 10 on Sluau. Speak up, listen up, act upon. My guest and I speak up, S-U, so you can listen up, L-U, and you can, A-U, act upon what you've heard. So said, when people ask me what time it is, I say, it's always love time, poem time. I'm Sister C, and I'll see you again. Love time, poem time, love time. From heaven to shine. Love time, poem time. Time for words to pattern and rhyme. Love time, poem time. Time for words to wash the wounds, bind the lashes and play bassoon. Love time, poem time. Time for poems, poets and singers. To untie all life's ringers. Poem time, love time. Time for you to reveal to me. Unravel all your mystery. Time for joy and utter grace. Rest from toiling in this place. Place of poems, place of words. Place for love instead of swords. Love time, poem time, love time. Love time, poem time, times for words from heaven to shine. Love time, poem time, time for words to pattern and rhyme. Love time, poem time, times for words to wash the wounds, bind the lashes and play bassoon. Love time, poem time, poem time, love time. Time for poems, poets, singers, time to untie all life's ringers. Time for you to reveal to me, unravel all your mystery. Time for joy and utter grace, rest from toiling in this place. Place of poems, place of words, place for love instead of swords. Love time, poem time, poem time, love time, love time.
It's March, and you know what that means. It's les rendezvous de la francophonie.
Check out rvf.ca to discover all the activities and contests happening across Canada.
Starting from the week of Monday, May 30th, the Student Union Building is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. The sub-building common spaces, along with the bookable spaces, are available for use. Any comments or questions, please go to the Simon Fraser Student Society website at sfss.ca for more information.